Despite the notable developments achieved over the past year, including the launch of Shanghai-Hong Kong Stock Connect system, the mutual recognition of funds between the mainland and Hong Kong, and the early realization of basic liberalization of trade in services between Hong Kong and neighboring Guangdong, Hong Kong Chief Executive CY Liang notes challenges ahead.
In some areas, such as innovation and technology, Hong Kong is clearly lagging behind and must act fast to catch up. In recent years, some have played down the importance of economic activity and development, or even damaged Hong Kong's reputation, turning a blind eye to the social consequences of a weakened economy. We must stay alert.
CY Liang says Hong Kong should continue to capitalize on the one country, two systems format Hong Kong is currently governed under, suggesting the city should be a super connector between the mainland and the rest of the world.
Thanks to our one country, two systems arrangement, Hong Kong will serve as a bridge in the mainland's emerging One Belt, One Road initiative. Our world-class trading, logistics, business and professional services and financial success can play the triple roles of investor, intermediary and supporter.
The latest figures from the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development show Hong Kong, as a city, ranks second in global foreign direct investment inflows, ahead of the U.S. and just behind the Chinese mainland. The Special Administrative Region also ranks second in terms of FDI outflows. CY Liang says the creation of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank is also going to create enormous opportunities for the city.
Hong Kong can help in areas such as project financing, bond insurance, investment, financial management and foreign exchange management. We can also provide legal, engineering, accounting and other professional services for the planning and implementation of AIIB infrastructure projects.
CY Liang also says he plans to spend the next 2 years focusing on the economy, with housing and poverty alleviation high on the agenda. Various activities are being held across Hong Kong to mark the July 1st return of Hong Kong to China 18 years ago. They include the annual opening of the People's Liberation Army garrison to the public, as well as a number of festive parades. For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.